We're going to look at the words and the music of King Crimson. Hi, I'm Richard Robinson. You're listening to Rockstars. Two members of the top British group, King Crimson, are my guests today. Rockstars is a special news service from Physohex, the antibacterial skin cleanser that cleans better than soap, protects better than medicated soap.
Today I'm speaking with two members of King Crimson. King Crimson seems to have pretty much the same setup as Procol Harum did. They have an outside counselor, resident counselor and critic, Peter Sinfield, who it's words and illumination is a phrase he used to describe his position with the group, and also with us is Greg Lake, who's the bass player and involved in vocals with King Crimson. I'll ask you, Peter, how do you feel about being involved in a group on this basis of working in terms of the creative thing of writing songs and also involved in the staging of the group?
Well, it's very good for me because it saves me a lot of hassle, because if I was just like write songs by myself, that's the one thing. It would take me, and I've got to go through the aggravation of like trying to get people to sing them things. So I'm in a nice position, in fact. They say I'm like their barometer, you know, they play things, and if I leap about, they probably think it's quite nice. And if I don't leap about, they say, what's wrong with it? And I say, well, perhaps something's a bit too long. I always like talking pictures, because my like musical knowledge is not so hard. But I sort of explain, we all sort of communicate in pictures and moods and colours as opposed to like musical terminology quite often. And that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's good for me, you know, I mean, I like it, I mean, it's good.
Greg, with Peter's relationship to the group, which is closer than just a bystander who happens to always be standing by, can you accept what he says and function on his opinion a little better than, say, on your own opinion?
The thing with Pete is, I mean, Pete's inside the band, so rather than being an outside opinion, he's an inside opinion, which tends to be more unbiased, is that the word?
Yeah.
Than our own, you know, because we're obviously playing it and singing it. He isn't, but he's still so closely involved that, I mean, he can pull things apart, and obviously there's no offence, you know, nobody sort of worries if he says, you know, that he doesn't like a vocal or something. It's because, you know, it isn't sounding right to him. And it's very, very useful. I mean, as Pete said, it's a barometer which you can sometimes go by, you know, not always, but sometimes.
Well, it seems to have been very successful for King Crimson so far. I'd like to thank Peter and Greg for being with us today, two members of King Crimson. This special news service has been furnished by Physohex, the sensible medical way to fight off pimples. Wash with a medicine. Wash with Physohex. I'm Richard Robinson, and I hope you join me tomorrow when we'll have more inside news from the world of music. Right now, here's King Crimson.